Welcome to the Palais des Nations. So we are ending today's sessions with a very open, very important sessions, which is going to be exploring the CEDAW and the business and the human rights nexus to bridge gender inequalities in the digital technology and see how we can actually work together on this. As you we know that the intersection of human rights, business, and gender focus on how businesses have a great impact on gender inequality and the human rights, and ensure that the cooperation practice do not perpetuate discrimination or exploitation. I mean, just also to share in my 2 minutes remarks, I mean, my experience in the field. I've been for the past 9 years the regional representative of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in West Africa, and we did a lot of work on gender digitalization and business and human rights. And indeed, I mean, there is a great room for improvement on the gender discrimination, for instance, in the workplace, in equal pay for women, which are, as you know, I mean, 20% less than men globally. Women are facing barriers to leadership positions. Today, this morning, we were talking about representation of women in decision-making bodies, but also in leadership position in business, which is reflected as well. You have also workplace harassments and, as well, and major issues on labor rights and exploitations. Women are overrepresented in low wage jobs that they have, and we also had great experience on gender-based violence in the working space. In addition, women in economic empowerment, due to the stereotypes and gender-based discrimination practice, have less access than men to finance and investments and unpaid care work. So that these are all the, and in particular on the digital gender gap, women have less access to technology and digital financial services. So I very much look forward on today's discussions, and I would like to give the floor to the chair of the CEDAW committee for her statements, and eventually introducing also the panelists that you have on your list. And once again, I mean, thank you for your participations and also for the panelists to be with us today on this very important and actual subject that we need to develop and see how we can enhance, you know, the promotion and protection of women and joint in on this. Thank you, and back to you, Chair.